they put out the 6-month booster because they're trying to get people to shed onto the unvaccinated people so that you'll be technically vaccinated or whatever, that you'll be contaminated with the bioweapon, whether you choose to inject it into your veins or not. And that is actually covered very well in this study that we mentioned right up here, this John Hopkins self-spreading vaccines study. We're going to talk about these new injections, because the ones that are coming out right now, they're worse than ever. It's a big pharma free-for-all. Mm-hmm. There's no testing, no safety measures, and they're intentionally misleading the public.
All new injections are now gene-edited mRNA shots. The flu shots, the COVID shots, all vaccines. There are jabs of all kinds, and they're up to 10 times deadlier.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I truly do appreciate it. Look, that was Hope and Tavon, my researcher friends from Morocco. And if you think we beat the bad guys in their bioweapon, just because we now know that the COVID vaccine is literally a bioweapon, think again. The enemies of humanity have doubled down, and now they've introduced that mRNA technology into all sorts of different vaccines, including monkeypox, smallpox, and the flu vaccine. Friends, we have only begun to fight. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. You can get exclusive content every single day for free at sgtreport.com, sgtreport.tv, and of course, the podcast via iTunes, Podbean, and your favorite podcast platforms. Guys, Noble Gold's CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said that tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activity. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA or 401k. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. You can't go wrong with gold, and you can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them right now at 877-646-5347. Or to find out more, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's absolutely wonderful to have you all back. And I just want to say before I welcome my dear guests, returning guests, researchers, and longtime friends of SGT Report, Hope and Tavon, I just want to say, for those of you who are struggling, if you're feeling brokenhearted, if you're crushed in spirit, I have a message for you. Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Friends, I just had a nice conversation with Hope and Tavon before I hit record, off the record stuff about their family, my family. We're all grappling with something. There's a multifaceted attack against humanity, and I know you're feeling it. I'm feeling it. Hope and Tavon are feeling it. We're all feeling it. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. I pray for you, my friends. I hope that you will pray for me and my family as well. Hope and Tavon are back. How are you guys?
Oh, amen.
Doing well, Sean. Thank you very much. That was
good.
Doing
great. Thank you for that beautiful opening.
Well, thank you so much. I shared some information with you about our oldest son who we continue to struggle with. And I want to thank you guys for your prayers for me, my wife, and our oldest son. You know his name. We need the prayers, guys. Sometimes it feels a bit overwhelming. I joked with you guys before I hit record that doesn't the Bible say that God never gives you more than you can handle? I just don't believe that to be true anymore. And I think a lot of folks are feeling it.
Well, I can absolutely validate that. And, you know, my baby sister just got married last weekend, and I couldn't go to her wedding because of travel restrictions that we're still dealing with. And so we had to do a Zoom wedding, which was really unique. And it was absolutely amazing that it turned out that way, but it was still really tough to not be able to be there for somebody's wedding because of this COVID scamdemic that's still purging on almost 3 years later. And it was heartbreaking, but we were comforted by the fact that we could still connect in some way. So there's always an answer. And I've spoken to a lot of people that are feeling the same way that you said you're feeling, Sean, and that we were feeling about these events that are going on in our families and in our private lives. Everybody is starting to feel the effects of what has been done to humanity. It's really starting to come out. And, you know, we just want to offer a word of encouragement and support to everybody else who's feeling the same way that we are.
Well, yeah. And let me just say, I had on Jason Burmes recently, and he made a really great point about what we're all feeling. Evidently, and I haven't listened to the entire TED talk, but Yuval Noah Harari, in a recent TEDx talk interview, essentially said that humanity is feeling ill at ease because they know something's up. But what they don't understand, the reason we're all feeling ill at ease, is because we're not part of the story moving forward. They're going to cull us, he said. Humanity can feel it. We know something's wrong. Can't quite put our finger on it. Well, the great culling is at hand, which leads me into a fantastic soundbite, guys, from Dr. Reiner Fulmich. I'll do a screen share. And by the way, friends, stay tuned, because at the end of this interview with Hope and Tavon is a blockbuster 2-minute video they put together. I won't say anymore. You have to see this 2-minute video. Let me show you this. Here's Dr. Reiner Fulmich on the Depop plans of the New World Order and their Great Reset.
But here's the thing. When you people have to understand what's really going on, it's not enough that you think that maybe I'm going to have to bow to authority. It's important to understand, to see the whole picture. It's important to understand what you mentioned a while ago, that this is about life and death. It's about population reduction. This is no mistake. They're not being acting negligently. They're acting on purpose. Let us take a brief look, just so that people understand what I'm talking about. There is another slide about the New World Order. It's both in English and in German. And it spells out exactly where we are and where we're headed right now. See this at the bottom, you have the English translation. At the bottom, you have the German translation. It's the New World Order agenda, the analysis. The first step is destabilization. We've been through that. That's restricting economic freedom, increasing the volume of money, produce conflict, promote fear, overregulating of current legal system. That's exactly what we're seeing. Second step is deconstruction. That's where we are right now. Inflation, lower purchasing power, bankruptcies, restriction of economic freedom, suspension of current arrangement systems. And the third step is reconstruction, setting up a new financial system. Then they will pop up and play the savior. Those who are trying to kill us will all of a sudden pop up and play the savior, assume the role as a savior in times of need. Universal basic income is what they're going to offer us. Centralization through supranational structures. And the final step is the end result, control over all resources, transfer of personal responsibility and global laws.
That's it. In a nutshell, Dr. Reiner Fulmich gets it 100% right. And friends, if you want to know where to find great information like that, you're not going to find it on YouTube. You have to go to thephaser.com, where I hand select important information like that that otherwise gets buried by Google, which is in the process of a great book burning, the ultimate book burning. They are scrubbing the search engines of actual information and news. And Reiner Fulmich is right. The reconstruction they want, in the words of Klaus Schwab, is the fourth industrial revolution, where you will own nothing, they say, and you'll be happy. I'm not sure how we can be happy on a plantation such as that. So with that said, guys, I'm going to turn it over to my friends Hope and Tavon with their new presentation titled Here Comes the Next Bioweapon Wave.
Can you see my presentation? I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay, great. Great. As we're starting this out, I just wanted to mention really briefly that we've received a lot of feedback, Sean, from a lot of people that have been watching our shows with you. And a lot of them say how much they really appreciate all the work that we put in for the research for each time we do a show. And I thought it would be really interesting and to tell everybody how it is that we put these together, especially since so much of the audience is Christian. We pray about the show and we ask God what it is that he wants us to put in the presentation to tell the people. And literally the week or two before we come on, we get these downloads. Both me and Tavon get downloads from the Spirit, from God. And the show just kind of puts itself together that way. So I thought that people might like to know that that's how we come up with the particular things that we like to cover. So yes, here comes the next bioweapon wave. Here's a summary for what we're covering today.
Okay, so we're gonna cover COVID tyranny is not over, understanding what state of emergency really means, vaccine shedding, new documentation, get ready for flu season like never before. We're gonna cover new injections rolling out now, worse ones than ever, and big pharma free for all. We're gonna go through the the timeline with that.
Yep. Also, amazing new study done on the COVID vax self-assembling and EMF. That's really mind-blowing when you get there. And new La Quinta Columna research is shedding an electromagnetic effect. And finally, solutions for shedding and frequency protection. Make sure you stay tuned to the very end because we want to try to equip everybody for the flu season that is just coming up upon us. So this is really a service, a public service to those who are willing to listen to try to tell people how they can prevent getting sick with all this new stuff that they're throwing our way. I wanted to just quickly plug our products because we put something together just for SGT listeners. This is our special offer sample pack just for the SGT report. We have a mini sample pack of pendants and phone shields, or a deluxe sample pack with pendants, phone shields, garden puck, one pyramid, one sleeping pot, and one charge plate. These are 10% off of our lowest special offer prices, and they're only available for a limited time that expires on October 10th, 2022. So these are our EMF protection products, which we will be talking about more towards the end. Please be sure to check out our website, ftwproject.com, where we've got tons of videos to explain the science behind our products and how they work to protect you from EMF. And you'll soon understand why EMF protection is directly related to what you can do to stop the COVID bioweapon onslaught that is upon us today. So with that, I'm just going to jump right in to COVID tyranny is not over. So this is based on the work of Todd Callender and his team and some other lawyers that had put this together. And so it might seem like restrictions are over and everyone's gone back to a new normal, but do not be deceived. The global elite have every country locked into a legal state of emergency, which means that they have full control and can put back all restrictions back into place whenever they want without any warning or notice. And there are plenty of recent signs that show that they plan to do just that. This ties into that clip that you played earlier, Sean. So this is a quote from Todd Callender. How did the coordinated and homogenized approach to COVID happen in countries all over the world? It was the 1990 meeting in Rio Climate Accords, Agenda 21, and out of these came the control that we're seeing today. How does one take over the whole population at the same time? The powers utilized public health as the mechanism to do just that. So funding is given to states that declare public health emergencies while the independent economy in that state crashes. And this was found in an Arizona case study. And internationally, funding was given to countries that declared a state of emergency by the IMF while the independent economy was sabotaged. And most countries are insolvent. So the only way that they're still functioning is by extending the state of emergency so they can keep receiving funding. And I'm sorry, I forgot to mention earlier, everything we say in this presentation is backed up with links and documentation in a big, long blog post that we put together. So everything I just said right now and in the future, you can go and look at that blog post to go research all of this for yourself and see exactly where we get this information from. And, you know, Tavon and I saw this here in Morocco when COVID first hit. We watched the propaganda articles come out. And then we watched how Morocco was declaring the IMF just gave this much money to Morocco to fund the COVID pandemic efforts. And this much money was given. And so all of this funding came in because Morocco declared a state of emergency. That's the same across the board. All countries in the world, because they declared a state of emergency, received funding as a result of declaring the state of emergency. And they continue to receive funding. And that's the reason why they keep extending the state of emergency, even though it doesn't seem like there's still an emergency, right? So let's get into the timeline legally of how this has been. It's been a slow creep over a few decades or maybe even longer. But let's just start with like the most recent. So in 1990, the owners, this is according to Todd Callender, that's really the banking families that own everything. They decided that there's too many people in the world and decided that depopulation was needed. The phrase sustainable development was created at this time, and that's code for depopulation. Then in 1992, there was the Rio de Janeiro United Nations Climate Accords. Agenda 21 was born at this time. 179 countries signed the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change and made a commitment to follow this on behalf of all the people in their country. By 1994, enough nations had signed for the convention to enter into force. In September of 1994, the United Nations hosted the International Conference on Population and Development in Cairo, Egypt. In 2005, through the World Health Organization, the individuals who control the Bank of International Settlements created the Revised International Health Regulations, the IHR. This states that 196 countries agreed to implement regulations, which really means restrictions, masks, vaccines, border closures, lockdowns, as long as the WHO declares a, quote, public health emergency of international concern, or PHEIC. So then, again, 179 nation states signed on to the 20-year program of action, which was extended in 2010 to cover the years 2014 through 2034. Every country that signed into these regulations then put this into their local laws, that they have to abide by these international health regulations. And then in 2004 through to 2020, countries all over the world wrote the IHR regulations into their own local laws. And in the US, several executive orders and acts were passed. And if you look at the reference notes for this, you can see all those executive orders, when they were passed, what they said, and how in the United States, basically, constitutions just disappeared for the United States and for all the countries, because the UN and this law trumps all those other constitutions for all these countries, as long as there is a public health emergency of international concern declared by the WHO. Okay. So then on January 30th, that's exactly what happened. WHO Director General Declaration of Public Health Emergency of International Concern, all nations involved followed in lockstep. So there is a very condensed version of how we got here. This is through the work of Catherine Watt, another attorney who's been doing a tremendous amount of work on this. And she was quoting a lot of Todd Callender's work as well. So I just wanted to encapsulate that so that people can understand legally where we're at and how we got here. Because it seems like, oh, everything's fine, right? It's going back to the way it was.
We're at the same time, I mean, you have the state of emergency, which equals power and control by these governments. But then again, we're reminded by 1 Thessalonians 5:3, while people are saying peace and security, destruction will come upon them suddenly. Okay, so now we have restrictions maybe lifted, but most places in the world are still under declared state of emergency. This is done through endless extensions that no one seems to pay much attention to. As long as the state of emergency status is in place, they control almost every government in the world.
And just recently, we had this from Joe Biden. Word games and lies from Joe, where he came out and said, Biden declares that the pandemic is over. But meanwhile, the state of emergency is still in place, and it's been extended, and it's expected to be extended through the midterm elections in America. Vaccine mandates are still in place, forcing people out of the military, and unvaccinated people are not permitted to enter the U.S. unless you're a U.S. citizen. And then also there's new vaccine rollouts, which we'll be covering, and state of emergency funding is still being issued. So the pandemic is not over because these other things are still happening. Like Jesus said, watch what they do and don't listen to what they say.
Right.
Right. So we're showing you what they're doing, their actions. And there's just a couple of examples here to, you know, look at this stuff and say, really, is the pandemic over? Is everything going back to normal? Is everything fine? In Canada, Trudeau threatened that if 80 to 90% of Canadians do not get boosted with the brand new COVID booster shots that are coming out, which we'll talk about, then they're going to put restrictions back in Canada. So that just recently came out. In Germany, from October 1st, which is coming up, right, German streets will be patrolled by the military. to prevent riots, but really to enforce the new COVID measures. So that's going to be happening in Germany. Canada has spent $28 million on building COVID concentration camps. There was a big uprising. I did make a video about that showing the COVID concentration camps. They're calling them, migrant hotels for the migrant workers, but
also refugee centers.
Refugee centers, but
what kind of refugees?
The people in Canada are calling them COVID concentration camps, getting ready to lock everybody up again, which is why so many people have been trying to get out of Canada over the summer when they lifted the travel restrictions for like 2 months. They're like, you can leave the country, and like people en masse were applying for passports to get out of Canada before they locked them down again and put them in these hotels. And then also there's a video out there in Shenzhen, China, where there's a whole bunch of people that are sleeping on the sidewalk because they missed taking a PCR test. Like they have daily PCR tests they have to take there, or their QR codes are showing up red according to their little social system that they've got there. So they were denied entry to their own apartment housing complex. So they had to sleep outside on the street because their PCR tests weren't up to date or their codes turned red on their QR codes. So
yeah, I saw that. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Guys, Noble Gold's CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said that tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activity. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA or 401k. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs. So they're the natural choice. You can't go wrong with gold, and you can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them right now at 877-646-5347. Or to find out more, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. I saw that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys something here. I try to pipe down during these presentations because your stuff is so good. But how in the world does Trudeau and Macron and Merkel, is Merkel still in charge over there? I don't know. I thought she resigned. But Biden?
Hard to tell.
Ardern in New Zealand? How do these puppets think they're going to pull this off in the West, where people are waking up in droves? And we have honest doctors and researchers calling this vaccine what it is. It's a bioweapon. On the record, 100% bioweapon. How in the world do they think they're going to get away with this authoritarian style of governing?
Good question.
I think they're just going to go for it because maybe they, at some level they figure that they have a monopoly over the military, over the lethal use of force. And so, you know, they feel protected. And also, Sean, we might have to consider that they might be on something like drugged.
Yeah, that they're not all there.
They're not all there. So
their cognitive skills have like vacated, you know,
because you assume when a Macron says something like that, that he's rational. You know, with all these people, and that's clearly not the case. And so I think we'll know after this winter their resolve when it comes to this kind of thing for the people in the West.
Yeah. And we had one more example here too. I don't know if you remember this. This was an older article that was posted. Let's see, the date is December of 2021.
Right.
But back then, Biden signed a $137 million deal with a German pharmaceutical company to make COVID PCR test strips that will take 3 years to build the factory, and they'll start producing the PCR tests in 2024 at the earliest.
83 million tests a month.
Right. So when you've got people spending this kind of money for contracts like this, does an investment like this say, oh, they're going to do away with this, you know, and they're no longer going to be requiring PCR tests, even though they've been shown to be fraudulent and all other kinds of problems with them. Does this tell people that it's going to go away?
Well, that also, in the beginning, the state of emergency used to be publicized,
mm-hmm.
you know, almost on a monthly basis, depending on what country you're in. I know here, It was always in the news at the end of the month.
Every month they extended it another month.
They extended another month.
For 3 years.
So it feels like to me now the tactic has changed. Let's not say anything about the state of emergency. And then like under that, still continue to act under state of emergency. You'd have to log on to a government website or some kind of official site to see if the state of emergency has been lifted. Otherwise, like a lot of people probably are doing, is just assuming that life is going on as normal, even though it hasn't officially been lifted.
And I really want to add to that because what we see is they're lifting some restrictions in some places. Like you don't have to wear masks all the time everywhere. And sometimes you can travel across borders without a test, without a vaccine pass. So there's restrictions that are being lifted,
but
the state of emergency is still in place. It varies from state to state, that's for sure. But also one thing I highly suggest people do not do if you want to know what's really going on is do not ask all of your vaccinated friends and family members if they think you'll be able to travel to a certain place, because they do not know. Mm-hmm. Unless you are in the same boat where you don't have a vaccine passport and you don't have a PCR test because you won't do those things, you cannot know for sure if you're going to be able to travel across borders or get in and out. That's what we deal with daily over here. Yeah. Is the blind leading the blind, saying, oh, no, you don't need that anymore. All the restrictions are gone, when they are not gone.
We've been told that several times by very close friends who, you know, are double jab, mm-hmm. That they got some news that if you travel to this country or this place at this time, they're not doing these things. They're not scanning. They're not doing PCR testing. And then we find out later through someone that's gone through that, that actually, no, they are doing PCR tests. They are pulling you to the side and making sure you got your vaccination card.
And there's a story I posted recently of an American refugee who's living in, I forgot the name of the country.
Well, Sean, you might have seen his channel. He's on Brighteon. Victor Hugo is the name of the channel.
Yeah. I'll put that in the notes after this call, but you should check it out, because his story is he's stuck because he can't get a direct flight back to America. Because he's in this country, he escaped from China when COVID first happened. And right before they locked down China, he escaped. He went to this country, which is the former Soviet Union. And he's stuck there because there's no way for him to get on a plane that doesn't have a connecting flight. And he was telling stories about how people who trying to get back to America, they get stuck on these flights. Like they'll end up in Germany at the airport on a connecting flight, and then Germany won't let them get back on a plane to go to America because they don't have a vaccine or a PCR test. So they're stuck in no man's land. It's really, really scary.
Yeah, it's like the Tom right Hanks now. Movie.
Yeah.
Where you're literally trapped in the airport.
Yep. So anyway, with that said, just wanted to move on to the next part of our presentation, which is all about vaccine shedding. And because there's new documentation that's been coming out, and just, you know, try to keep in mind that when we covered vaccine shedding about a year ago, maybe over a year ago, all of this was very new. But now there's been enough time for enough groups of independent people to do studies and come out with data, because it takes time to do those things. You're not going to know right away, right? So while many people are refusing the COVID injections, which is great, a lot of people are not getting any more shots. There's a whole new range of injections that are rolling out to the public right now. It is a new bioweapon wave of mRNA concoctions. And this is for all shots, not just COVID shots. All the shots are mRNA right now. So even if you are not going to take these injections, many around you will. These vaccinated people with fresh injections will create a toxic environment during the cold and flu season. And here is what you need to know about shedding.
So is graphene oxide being shed from vax to unvax? Now, some doctors have done some tests that seem to suggest that this is the case. So what you see in the first picture is that a sample of doctors discovered graphene is being transmitted from the COVID vaccinated to the unvaccinated, destroying blood cells and causing blood clots. So in that image, it's pieces of graphene oxide and the damage it's causing to the blood cells surrounding it. All right, then Documentation shows that shows knowledge and intent of the vaccine manufacturers to promote the shedding of vaccination symptoms to the unvaccinated. That's Johns Hopkins self-spreading vaccines technology that they mentioned on their site.
Yeah, so these are just a couple of studies. This vaccine, the graphene oxide one, is new. And Tavon and I are still a little like, well, how does it spread?
The how
from a vaccinated person to an unvaccinated person. We think it's possible that there's just so much graphene oxide in everything. We showed you it's in the water, it's in the food, it's in the hand sanitizers. So maybe it's just that they found graphene oxide in the blood of an unvaccinated child in the study and assumed that it was being shed from the vaccinated person.
In these studies, what's not factored in is the possibility of contamination from the environment, of graphene oxide being in the environment.
Hey, one note, Event 201, which wargamed all of this stuff prior to it rolling out, Event 201 was sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Johns Hopkins. So it's these same organizations, these same corporate entities, these same NGOs, these same foundations that are behind all of this stuff. In that previous slide, you don't have to go back to it, but it's the classical definition of fascism when government works with corporations to enslave humanity, to destroy humanity. And Biden giving $134 million, whatever that number was, to some German corporation to continue this nonsense is fascism. Government and corporations working together to destroy humanity. This is definitely World War III, you guys. World War IV, maybe at this point. I'm not sure how many world wars they've waged against us that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. There's a testimony I want to bring everybody's attention to. This was a massage therapist. Her name is Nicole Nogrady, and she shared a testimony about how she's unvaccinated, but she had these clients coming in for her to give massages to, and she explains the whole like procedure about all the training that a massage therapist has to go through, and it's a really, really great interview, but I just wanted to encapsulate the takeaway that's really important here. So she ended up in the hospital 5 times because of the shedding from vaccinated clients that she was receiving through the massage. These are her symptoms. She felt lightheaded, blood circulation was off, and started having tingling and burning in her hands and fingertips. Then her lymph node system felt like it was fighting off something. She constantly had a sore throat. Her eyes were burning, and she noticed a strange smell coming from the vaccinated. And this strange smell was also reported by the La Quinta Columna group. They had a whole video talking about how vaccinated people emit this strange smell. Her nervous system went haywire. She had gastric issues, insomnia, and extreme anxiety that she's never experienced before in her life. Her menstrual cycle was thrown way off, and she developed circulatory symptoms related to something called POTS. There's a medical term for that. I can't remember what it stands for, but it's her circulatory system basically got completely whacked out. And she was hospitalized 5 separate times as a result of the shedding that she was experiencing from being in a closed room with a client that was vaccinated. And she also mentioned in the interview, like, well, how do you know that they were vaccinated? She would say things like, oh, you don't have to wear your mask during the massage, if that's okay with you, you don't have to wear it, which would then open up the conversation. And the person would be like, oh, that's okay, I could take my mask off because I've just been vaccinated. I just got my booster shot last week. And so she was able to talk to her clients and found out which ones were freshly vaccinated and which ones were not. And she really realized a huge difference working with vaccinated people.
You know what's terrifying, you guys? All of this is terrifying. Literally, a bioweapon unleashed on humanity. And a great number, I don't know what percentage you think knows about this, guys. I don't know. Are we talking 20% of the population knows it's a bioweapon? Is it half the people of the world who refuse to take it? But here's the point. Moving forward, if you're a young person, if you're in college, you're dating, looking for a spouse, thinking about marriage, you need to find out if the person that you're interested in is vaccinated or not. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a theme moving forward for humanity. Yep. Vaccinated people off the list.
And then on top of that, I mean, so the environment's been turned into a kill zone now, because the things that people would probably normally get away with socially, you know, with that kind of activity early, like, you know, generation ago or two generations ago, you know, you can come away from that relatively unscathed. But nowadays with this stuff going on, yeah, you meet the wrong person and it's just like your life can be over, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and think about this. So vaccines, right? I wish I could rewind time. None of my kids would get vaccinated at all. None of the childhood vaccines. I would opt out of all of them if I could rewind time. So that is one vector point of the attack against humanity. Vaccines, childhood vaccines. This is mm-hmm. a whole nother deal. If you fell in love with somebody in college now who was vaccinated yes. and you're unvaccinated, and then you have a baby with that person, God only knows what kind of baby you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's really terrifying stuff.
You know, I want to throw this out there to the audience, because in all of my research to put together these presentations, I came across a lot of stuff that has to do with the new dating world after COVID, with the vaxxed and unvaxxed. And there's a ton of information out there. So if people would like to see that for the next time, or if you would like to see that, Sean, I could definitely put together some of the really wild things that I found in the new dating world because of vaccine status.
It's already out on the street, that being a situation where yeah. people are actually, that's the conversation in clubs.
I mean, luckily, Tavon and I are married, so we're not in the dating world, but people that are looking for love right now are looking for marriage and partners and children. Like, it is a whole different world after the vaccines. That's for sure.
Yeah, let's do a show on that, because people need to know. People need to understand what's going on here, because if you thought mm-hmm. the dating pool was tight prior to vaccines, well, guess what? 50% of the people that were maybe in the dating pool are now off the list if you're an unvaxxed person. So the dating yeah. pool has just shrunk by a large, large margin, which is perfect for the controllers, for the owners of this world. They want to yes. depopulate the world. They don't want people getting married. They don't want people procreating.
Yes.
That's perfect. It. Perfect bioweapon.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and that's how they get us. That's how they depopulate. It's psychological as well as physical. This is an important question I've been trying to get answered for this whole year, at least, because I wanted to know how long the shedding lasts. Because, you know, Tavon and I, we got sick last year because everybody was taking injections around us. And so whatever that was, it passed on to us and we ended up getting like a flu type thing. And we've got an arsenal here that we put together. We'll tell you about that in a second. So we got over it. It was fine. A lot of people got sick last year that were not vaccinated. So we were trying to figure out, like, if everybody's getting the vaccine, or if we know somebody got the vaccine, like, how long should we wait until we're allowed to be around them? Like yeah. to try to, like, don't come over to my house, or I'm not going to go to any crowded events because everybody just got these injections and they're shedding this bioweapon all over us. And I would prefer not to get sick because I have work to do.
Yeah, you certainly know? Wouldn't want that again.
So anyway, we finally got an answer that I wanted to bring out. So this is from an interview, a live Q&A done with Dr. Brian Artis and Dr. Henley Ely. So the link to the interview is in the notes. So many people have been asking the question, how long does a vaccinated person shed or transmit the toxic effects of the vaccine to other non-vaccinated people after they receive the injection? So there's a specific time period one should avoid being around a freshly vaccinated person to prevent contamination from the bioweapon. That was the question that he was asked. And he said, yes, people are shedding. What is interesting is that the shedding they actually see under the microscope looks identical to snake venom proteins. So that would be the toxin that is being shed onto you, probably. It's actually proposed by Dr. Peter McCullough and others that from research documentation, it's about 10 weeks of maximum shedding following the vaccines. I believe they came out with the 6-month booster protocol because they were actually measuring to see how long the vaccine maximum shedding period was. And he says, I believe it's actually 6 months. That's what he believes. But per the research documents, it's officially 10 weeks. And that's probably just because the research was only for a 10-week time period. So he thinks it's 6 months. It's definitely 10 weeks. And he thinks that they put out the 6-month booster because they're trying to get people to shed onto the unvaccinated people so that you'll be technically vaccinated or whatever, that you'll be contaminated with the bioweapon, whether you choose to inject it into your veins or not. And that is actually covered very well in this study that we mentioned right up here, this John Hopkins self-spreading vaccines study. So that's where we got that information from. And now we're going to get into, now that we got you all about the shedding and, you know, why it's a real thing and you have to be concerned about it. And we will give you answers on what you can do in a little bit. We're going to talk about these new injections, because the ones that are coming out right now, they're worse than ever. It's a big pharma free for all. Mm-hmm. There's no testing, no safety measures, and they're intentionally misleading the public.
Right. So in the past, what we knew of as vaccines or flu shots are not the same thing that they're rolling out right now with the upcoming flu season. What they're doing now is big pharma free-for-all, and they're 10 times, they're jabs of all kinds, and they're up to 10 times deadlier. So here's what's different. All new injections are now gene-edited mRNA shots. The flu shots, the COVID shots, all vaccines. They've been trying to get gene editing approved for decades. Now, surprisingly, Sean, if you look at the cases going back decades, it tended to be the church that would be the group that was blocking these actions to try to.
Now the Pope's in on it. The Pope loves it. Right. The Pope is a phony Pope. The Vatican has been hijacked. It was Archbishop Vigano who warned about the children of darkness and the takeover of the Vatican. Can you just back up? I did not know this. All new injections are now gene editing, yes. mRNA yeah. shots. You're saying this includes flu shots, COVID shots, but not just those, all vaccines. Are you even talking about the childhood vaccines?
I would assume that would be the case. And we're about to go into the backup as to why we say this, but they're sneaking it in, and it's coming out that they're all mRNA. So they're misleading the public by making you say, oh, it's the same flu shot that I get every year, but it's not. It's an mRNA gene editing flu shot. It's a gene editing monkeypox shot, a gene editing smallpox shot, and all the vaccines. And so we're going to get into this background about how they've been trying to do this for like decades, trying to get these gene editing vaccines into people for decades. And the church always stopped it until an executive order was signed recently.
Can I just say, this is so disturbing. And I want to drive the point home. I've made this point before, and then I'm going to shut up. The controllers, the owners of this world, are the alien species. These are aliens, man. These are people who despise humanity. We would not accept this agenda if aliens landed on the White House lawn and distributed what they said was a shot that would enrich and help humanity and save us from all disease. And then the quantifiable data showed us that they were actually culling us, they were killing us, that it was a bioweapon. We would not stand for this. And yet, where's the uprising? Where is humanity banding together to arrest these people? They are an alien species trying to kill us. I swear. They're of their father, the father of lies.
That's right.
Absolutely. And again, they're continually coming up with these new plans of evil and darkness. Continually. There's like, they're always doing this continually. So like what Hope was saying, what got this unblocked was the executive order that was signed in 2019 that legalized gene editing. So now they're in all the shots.
Under the auspices of state of emergency.
Now, remember, these COVID vaccines, these injections had to be at the grassroots effort of everyone investigating the vials. It had to come out. Mm-hmm. But they were lying and blocking and not saying anything up to that point. We actually had to force the hand to find out just a fraction through court orders and people just in private investigations on their own to discover a fraction of what's inside these things.
Yeah, like all those Pfizer documents they were ordered to release.
So there's your proof right there. They're already following a series of actions to continue this again on all succeeding shots. They don't want the public to know, right? So the vaccines used to need years of testing and clinical trials in order to be approved and given to the general population. That used to be the requirement. It used to take years. So now they've done away with all that, and you are the test. So this is how it's made. Vaccines now, including the COVID ones, are made by computer simulations.
So we're gonna unpack all of those things. So first, this is the executive order that allowed the gene editing free-for-all. It's executive order 13887. It was signed on September 19th of 2019. This is before the pandemic began in Wuhan. They signed this order. This is what's in the order. It allowed for the first time for the creation of the platform that distributes new vaccine technologies, such as DNA, mRNA, virus-like S particles, vector-based, and self-assembling nanoparticle vaccines.
Hey, who signed that executive order? That's a Trump executive order?
Trump signed the executive order.
I can't handle this, you guys.
I know. People say one thing, how they feel about that. People say another thing, how they feel about that. What's important for the listeners to know is that this executive order is what created this mess. It's what allowed them to do what they're doing. So there's that. So this is this executive order gave the platform to CRISPR-Cas9 technology. I'm quoting Dr. David Martin here, by the way. This is gene editing. They have been trying to make mRNA gene editing legal for decades, but they were not able to because each time they tried, the church always got in the way and stopped it. They needed to find a way to get the church and morality out of the picture so that they could edit the human genome and have no one comment on this from a moral standpoint or have a religious objection. So they created the platform to get mRNA distributed through this executive order. Then they gave a Nobel Peace Prize to the women who created CRISPR-Cas9 technology during the pandemic that was created to get CRISPR into the mainstream without the objection of the church. So here's some, brace yourself, guys, Sean, because what we're showing you here made me just as angry too. Dr. Jane Ruby came out with some information. There's no more testing done on these new shots. You are the test. So clinical trials, animal testing, what's that? This is what they used to put all drugs through clinical trials that took years so that you would have safety and approvals, mm-hmm. right? So that you would know what's being injected into people. But recently, on August 22nd, 2022, an FDA change to vaccine authorization allowed Pfizer and Moderna to apply for new booster shot approval without having to submit any clinical trial data of their new vaccines.
Hey friends, I'm going to pause it right there because this conversation with Hope and Tavon went on for more than 90 minutes. So part two will post 24 hours from now. But what you just heard is 100% true. No more testing. You are the guinea pig. Friends, in part two of this conversation, we talk about the mRNA technology, graphene oxide, and the 5G component to the bioweapons system. And it's information you absolutely must share with everyone you know. And guys, I'm going to leave the link below to Hope and Tavon's website so you can get their excellent EMF abatement products to protect you and your family. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and yours.
The announcement of the death of the Queen was regarded as what they call the first pillar of bringing down the cabal. The second pillar is the Vatican. Pillar three is Washington and Joe Biden.